This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, joining us right now, as he does every Monday and Friday, and he will continue to do, is our good friend Ben Standig. Ben has a podcast called Last Man Standig, which is excellent. Ben covers the team, and he's going to continue to cover the team despite some bad news career-wise, but just a short, you know, interim step back because Ben is talented. But I'll let him tell you what the news is. I've known for a while when Ben and I have been talking about this, and I'm sure he has with other people as well. But he did put it out on Twitter. And go ahead. Tell everybody what's going on.
Kevin, appreciate all that. Yeah, no, I found out recently that the Athletic wasn't going to renew my contract after 6 years, so obviously a bummer. Enjoyed my time there, but you know, I've had time to process it, so you know, moved on, all good. Gonna figure out what's to come, and you know, I mean, look, you're not guaranteed these jobs, so I was fortunate to have it for as long as I did, and you know, the bosses get to make the decisions just like Adam Peters and Dan Quinn do, so gotta respect that, and that's all I can do. But yeah, like I said, like you said, nothing. The rest of it will stay the same. Podcast keeps going. You're letting me still stay on here. So, yeah.
I'm not letting you. You've earned it, on, and the station wants you to stay on. Look, you and I have talked about this, but I'll net it out. Ben is really good at what he does. Over the last several years, I wouldn't have him on twice a week, especially during football season, if I didn't think he was really good. And I think he's done a phenomenal job covering the team. And I think the Athletic's losing big time by moving on from this after 6 years. You know, it's a rough business. All these businesses, you know, post-pandemic in particular, haven't been, you know, this has happened to so many in the industry. But this one, you know, when it comes down to, and I can't speak to anything, you know, with respect to their situation, but when it comes down to talent and interest level in Ben's writing on the Athletic and his covering of the team, it's second to none. And you can tell that in the responses to Ben's tweet today about his career at the Athletic coming to an end. But you will move on. You're going to continue to cover the team. You'll have a podcast, and I am assuming you'll end up writing somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple options about that. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do next, and you know, hopefully some other opportunities will come out. But yeah, no, we'll keep it going one way or the other for sure. You know, I got to get my thoughts out there somewhere, or I'm just going to, you know, go crazy. So yeah, we'll work out eventually. And you'll be able to read my work as well as listen to it on the podcast and here. So, yeah, all good. We'll figure it out.
Their loss. But we're not losing you. We're still going to have you, and you will land on your feet. You've always done that throughout your career. And by the way, have always not only landed on your feet, but gotten better with each, you know, stop. Each successive stop, you've gotten better. All right. Well, you know, we're here for you when we need you. I'm kidding. We're rooting for you big time. So
Real quickly,
did you see what Saquon Barkley, you know, said? These players are always into creating slights and creating reasons to be motivated, but he's like Washington didn't show any interest in me in preseason. You know, that's why they're getting the BTA, belt to backside. First of all, is there any chance, had Washington been interested in Saquon Barkley last year, that he would have come to Washington?
I mean, I can't imagine it. I mean, look, obviously Saquon Barkley is a tremendous player. He had an unbelievable season, and he definitely torched this team. It would have made zero sense at the point of what we thought we knew about this team coming off a four-win season to sign a running back of all positions for, you know, decent enough money. You know, that's just
all-time money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the extra, you know, piece when you, like it was for the Eagles, who, a team that had never historically invested in running backs, decided that they have to give Jalen Hurts a lot more help. He can't just sort of carry this thing. I don't buy that he would have come to Washington, and I certainly don't think it would have made sense for Washington. Again, hindsight is, you know, all that. If we had known that Jaden Daniels would have the year that he had and everything would go the way it did, sure, having Saquon Barkley would be great. But at the point, it didn't make any sense for where this team was at. And again, from his perspective as well, like, if the choice is Philly or Washington, I don't know why he would have picked Washington, you know, considering Philly was much closer to a title contention.
Of course, and Philly offered him the largest contract in the history of the league at running back because they were so close to a title and felt like he was certainly, you know, a missing piece, if not the missing piece. Like, that's one of those, it's like, dude, keep, you know, do whatever you need to do to motivate yourself. But when you go public with something like that, you just sound stupid, because our team wasn't ever going to offer you that because we were in total recalibration mode, and you would have never even considered it. Never. I mean, zero chance you would have considered Washington last year unless they doubled the money that Philadelphia paid you. We talked about something earlier in the show. I don't know if you saw this, but Pro Football Focus basically did, with the six quarterbacks that were taken in last year's draft, 2024 draft, in the top 12, a ceiling and a floor for those quarterbacks. And I turned it into basically, you know, Jaden Daniels, after 1 year, what do we think his career comp ceiling is? And what do we think his career comp floor is? Now, they used current players, Lamar Jackson being the ceiling, Kyler Murray being the floor. I went with Steve Young as the ceiling. I've always felt like stylistically that Jaden is like Steve Young 2.0, but even more explosive, even more athletic, and by the way, taller. And I went with the floor as Michael Vick. I didn't prepare you for this, so if you need more time, I can give it to you, and we can move on to something else. But does something come to mind right away? A ceiling comp and a floor comp for Jaden Daniels?
Well, from the ceiling perspective, I swear, when you said that, the first name that came to my mind was Steve Young. You know, Randall Cunningham, there's some of that, but Randall Cunningham, is ultimately his career was not as...
That's
you know,
right.
You know, he didn't reach the heights that we think Jaden can. And yeah, I mean, Steve Young's mobility, there's an all-time run by Steve Young, if you go, you find
it
online.
Stumbling, bumbling run, yeah.
Yeah, it was an all-timer. You know, he was incredibly accurate, you know, could get the ball down the field. You know, the Super Bowl win over the Chargers is easily one of the biggest one-sided games ever. So, no, I like that one a lot. The floor, Michael Vick's a pretty good one. You know, I don't know, maybe that's an accurate one. You know, Michael Vick obviously had some fantastic years. You know, obviously his career got interrupted by some off-the-field stuff. So, So, yeah, I don't think that's a bad one for sure. You know, like I said, I have to, like, sometimes I have to, like, say to myself, okay, am I going overboard with this? Am I, like, you know, things happen. People go backwards sometimes, or, you know, life doesn't work out the way you think, and I just can't figure out a scenario. Again, you know, knock on wood, barring injury, where this happens here because of just what he showed last year. And if it was just about the physical tools, then, you know, okay, maybe, like, you know, maybe you have a little more question about is it sustainable over time, but it isn't. He's, you know, he's a football nerd. He really, you know, studies this stuff, works at it all the time, and, you know, the demeanor, as we saw last year, just insanely calm and poised at all times for a guy who was his first year in the league. You'd think that's only going to get better. So, yeah, I think yours are pretty accurate. I mean, like, Lamar, I get it, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest Lamar guy. He's obviously a hell of a player, but, you know, look, Jaden is already, in one postseason, has already has impressed me more than whatever Lamar has done. So in the postseason, yeah. So yeah, no, I think the ones you said are pretty good.
Yeah, you know, when you said sometimes you almost have to take a step back and say, hold on, am I getting way ahead of myself? And I do that with him all the time. But, like, if we're talking about ceiling, I actually, when I threw out Steve Young, because I've always just felt like, man, Steve Young, if he plays, you know, from his mid-20s on in San Francisco with Bill Walsh and Jerry Rice and John Taylor, you know, and that whole gang, I mean, he's got more than two MVPs. He's probably got four MVPs and more Super Bowls. I've always felt like Steve Young is a top 10 quarterback of all time, and he's not always listed that way. He is occasionally. But I thought to myself, is his ceiling, Jaden's ceiling, higher than Steve Young's? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it, you know, is it actually, you know, I mean, this is nuts, but is it the one of the two or three greatest of all time? I mean, what we saw from him as a rookie, if I told you, yeah, in 10 years from now, he's going to be a two-time Super Bowl winner, a three-time MVP, and already a lock first ballot Hall of Famer. You wouldn't immediately push back on that.
No. I mean, you know, I think to the point of, like, it is only 1 year is probably why I would say, like, I can't go much higher than Steve Young as an upside right now, because to say Rodgers or Brady or any of that, that's just, you know, that's just a bridge too far based off of 1 year. But certainly, you know, if he keeps this up, then that's a whole other story. And by the way, on the Steve Young part, sometimes I would play this game in my head. If we did a draft of all, you know, for 32 teams, all-time players, like in the Super Bowl era at least, or maybe since like 1980, whatever, I have always thought to myself, I would let all the other people jump on quarterbacks immediately because that's what would happen, and I would take Steve Young later. That's always been my plan in a hypothetical game that will never happen. So yeah, I have high respect for Steve Young, and I think that's Steve Young's career would have been even significantly better if he hadn't been stuck behind Joe Montana for a while. So yeah, Steve Young is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I didn't know that you felt the same way. I've always felt that way about Steve Young. I've always felt like in the conversation of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, because he really didn't get started until 30, 31 years old, you know, after Montana had gone to Kansas City, you know, but still there was a 4-year period there where he was ridiculous. And he was in that moment the greatest dual threat quarterback of all time. And they weren't even allowing him to play dual threat football, meaning designed runs and option runs. They didn't have that. I shouldn't say design. There were quarterback draws. There were, you know, but there was no option. There was no zone read in the game back then. Imagine what a great zone read quarterback he would have been. But then as a thrower, he was great. Here were the two differences between Jaden and Steve Young, I said. Number one is Steve Young was not a tall quarterback. Like, he was, I'm looking at it right now. now. 6'1". Yeah, he was shorter than Jaden. And number two, as explosive a runner and playmaker as he was for that time, Jaden's still much more explosive than Steve Young ever was. But in terms of throwing the football, Steve Young threw it so well. And, you know, a lot of West Coast, obviously, with Walsh. But quick release, quick read, threw with anticipation. And remember the throw that beat the Packers in the playoff game to Terrell Owens? He's a two-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer, and both of his MVPs were in his 30s. I mean, he also had Jerry Rice and then Terrell Owens. Like, he had some great players around him, and not Walsh for the entire time. Obviously, Seifert took over, and Mike Shanahan was his offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl year when he threw 6 touchdowns to beat the Chargers. You know, Steve Young often gives Mike Shanahan as much credit for his career as Bill Walsh. He has said that many times. But anyway.
Yeah, no. Having Jerry Rice helps. Ricky Waters at running back, he was great.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Jaden. Last year wasn't just his first year. It was the first year building up this team. And, you know, other than Terry McLaurin, you know, as we know, they didn't have too many established pieces, established here at least. And, you know, a lot of, you know, dart throws, and some of it worked out. So in theory, it should only get better going forward as they, you know, draft more players, add more pieces, et cetera.
The other thing I pointed out about Young, remember the concussion issue he had. He got concussions many, many times during an era in which, you know, roll Steve around, he'll be all right. We can put him back into the game. You know, certainly next week he can play. And towards the end of his career, even though he was making Pro Bowls, he was not the same player that he had been 3 or 4 years earlier, even though he was still playing at a ridiculously high level. So I guess Albert Breer over the weekend had another comment about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. He was answering, I guess, a mailbag question, and he said, there's a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it is still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. I know this is repetitive. I know that we talk about this, and we will until the deal gets done. But any change in your level of concern about a deal getting done before the season starts or before camp starts compared to the last time, because your concern level's been where mine has been, which is not that concerned.
Yeah, I don't think I've changed much. Here's what I would say as, you know, a new report, as you said, Albert Breer said something, and I'm sure there'll be others in the next, you know, few days of other people put out content. I think to a degree this is right now just an echo chamber. You know, as we know, or, you know, as I'll say, you know, the team is not talking as far as I know. Like, there's been very little coming out about the team's perspective. It's obvious based on some of the previous tweets that people are talking to, you know, Terry McLaurin's agent or people on McLaurin's side of things, which is, you know, fine. But everything is still, therefore, coming from that angle. And that angle is pessimistic either for real or pessimistic because, you know, that's how they help, you know, get what they want out of it, right? So I don't know that anything has changed. And I think, again, it may be ultimately proved to be, they are super far apart. But I need to see a lot more before I start getting overly concerned. You know, we may not. You know, everybody's also sort of on vacation. I mean, not that not that you can't negotiate from wherever you are, but, you know, people are stepping away. And they're still, as every day goes by, I know people are getting a little more anxious. I have, like, random friends and others texting me all the time, what's going on? You know, are they going to fix this thing? And I'm always like, you know, all right, just calm down. Let's see. So, you know, again, we get to the close to training camp and nothing's done. And then I might start getting a bit more concerned. But for now, I just think that everybody is kind of going with the same information. And, you know, when the team starts to either say something publicly or start getting a message out privately, then we'll have a better feel for where this really is.
Yeah. All right. I want to switch subjects with you. Did you read the Rich Paul statement on LeBron picking up his player option?
I did not. I've been out of town the last 20 or 30 hours, so I've kind of missed it. So what happened?
NBA free agency starts what, later today, tomorrow, something like that. So LeBron James picked up his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers for next season. Now, typically, you know, and I read that come across the crawl, I guess, I forget when, last night or whatever, and I'm like, oh, he's staying with the Lakers. And then here's the statement from his agent, manager, whatever, guru, Rich Paul. LeBron knows the Lakers are building for the future. And he also wants to compete for championships. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years. By the way, I couldn't believe that he had been with the Lakers for 8 years. But I guess he did leave after the 2016 title, right? In Cleveland, he must have.
Thereafter, I heard the other day that this stint he's been longer with any team in one stint. This is the longest he's ever been.
Wow,
Cleveland more in terms of total years,
The pandemic, those years just threw a lot of things out of whack for all of us. But he finishes up, Rich Paul does, by saying we're very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie and Rob, Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers as a critical part of his career. What is that? If he wanted to leave, why did he pick up the player option? Why didn't he just become a free agent?
Right. Well, I mean, look, LeBron, you know, we always have the conversations about the GOAT and this, that, and the other. Like, I've always dinged LeBron because even though there's a perception of him being, you know, this great team player or whatever, that things always go sour whenever he at wherever he is. And, you know, it's about him. And I'm not saying that he's the only self-interested athlete out there, but obviously not. But with him, it's very obvious, and his agent is making it even more obvious with that kind of a statement. But by the way, last time I checked, the Lakers were the third seed last year, and they didn't get Luka Doncic until late into the season. And also, you know, look, they never had a center all year. Like, so, you know, I don't know if they're going to sign DeAndre Ayton now that he's a free agent or what they're going to do. But, yeah, do I think that the Lakers are positioned to beat the Thunder or the Rockets or if Denver gets some help? Yeah, maybe not. But at the same time, it's not like they're that far away. And, again, he just added Luka Doncic before he barely played with the guy. So you would think if your really goal is to win, like, where is he? You know, if that's your goal, well, where are you going? You're not going to OKC. You're not going to Houston. They just got Kevin Durant. Look in the East. I mean, ironically, if he went back to Cleveland again, that might be his best chance because Cleveland is arguably going to be the best team in the conference after the regular season had and all the other teams.
That's what injuries. I was thinking. But somebody mentioned it, I think it was Windhorse this morning, mentioned that since he picked up his player option, the Cavs would have to trade between 4 and 6 players to make that happen. I guess the Lakers could waive him, but why would they do that? Like, to me, it's like, LeBron, you just picked up the player option. You're going to be playing for us in 2025. When you picked up the player option, it was with us. It wasn't with another team. It wasn't with a promise that we're going to trade you with this player option. Who wants to trade for LeBron with a $53 million one-year deal? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, also, I think this is like a way to you know, shot across the bat of the Lakers to say, hey, you know, what are we doing? We got to get more help, which, of course, I assume that they recognize that, and I don't think they're going to go into the season again with nothing at center. They tried to get Mark Williams last year, and for whatever the reason, he failed the physical, so that went away. And, you know, I think they'll, you know, I presume the Lakers will figure out ways to add some help. But, yeah, look, if the goal was to really win a title, if that's the number one goal, I'm not saying anybody should give up the money. $53 million is a lot, even for a guy like LeBron who's made tons of money. But, yeah, you could have opted out and then gone ahead and, you know, I don't know what Denver's situation is exactly, or Cleveland, but like, you know, you could have figured out a deal with them where I'm sure you're making like sort of the Aaron Rodgers situation. Like, Aaron Rodgers didn't ask for the moon. He's like, all right, give me $20 million. I'll live off of that. You know, he didn't say, give me, make me, the highest paid quarterback or anything like that. So he could have gone down that route too. But, you know, again, when you're used to the world bending the knee to you, you know, then you make these kind of plays because you just think it's going to work out. And then, you know, in fairness to him, it largely has. Don't get me started on all that. But, you know, so I think that's that's what he's doing. It just, whatever. You know, say
I mean, one thing is, if he ends up moving on, I mean, watch him. He'll work Bronny into the trade to come with him, which will be annoying. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a weird story. I mean, he has a no-trade clause, too, so it's like he gets to dictate everything by signing that player deal. But it's just weird to see somebody pick up a player option and then talk in terms of, thanks, this has been quite a run. You guys have been great to me. Now let's figure out a trade to send me to a real contender. And remember, those standings, remember how bunched up they were at the end. I mean, they were the third seed, but they could have easily been like the seventh or the eighth seed. You know, it was pretty close. And they were never,
but again,
ever.
They only got Luka at the end, and Luka obviously was going through whatever he was going through. It appears he's in better shape already. We'll see. So, yeah. You know, I would think that adding Luka Doncic from the start of the season is a pretty good addition. You know, where are you going? And, you know, this is, again, I think that one reason why things always seem to end badly where he is because he makes statements like this that makes it clear it's him above all. You know, you mentioned Bronny. You know, I feel bad for the kid, but that was just another example of it's LeBron over the team. So we see this over and over and over again over his career. People want to pretend that's not the case, but it is, and this is just another example.
I mean, free agency starts at 6 p.m. today. The Wizards have to sign a big man, don't they? Don't they need? I mean, maybe they don't. I mean, the goal isn't to win, but they don't. Do they even have any sort of defensive big on the roster? I don't think so.
You know, they added Kelly Olynyk in the Jordan Poole trade. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk's still a pretty productive big man. I mean, not like a, you know, nothing is Mutombo, but he's a pretty productive guy. He's the kind of guy. In fact, if I was a team, you know, a contending team who I would look to want to get, maybe it's at the deadline. So there's that. And, you know, Alex Saar as well. But, yeah, their team is like loaded at wing and guard. They need to get bigger bodies. I mean, at some point I'm imagining they trade one, if not two, from the group of C.J. McCollum, Marcus Smart, and Chris Middleton. I think Middleton's probably the least likely just based on his contract and injury history. But, you know, you trade one or two of those guys, and obviously the goal is to get picks out of it. But maybe there's a way to get another big man out of it. You know, they also have Rashawn Holmes, who, you know, he exists and, you know, whatever. He played in the league. But, yeah, in theory, you'd like to see them get another big. But, you know, look, small ball is obviously a thing. They can, if Keyshawn George has some size, maybe they play him more at the four. You know, you go crazy with some of these really, you know, wingy lineups and maybe, you know, Koulibaly is up there. But, yeah, I would agree with you. In general, just for functional basketball, I think they need at least another big.
All right. Keep me posted, of course, and best to you. Ben's been phenomenal, and I think many of you feel the same way. The Athletic is going to miss him big time. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Kevin, you rock. I always appreciate it. Thanks to everyone out there as well. And, yeah, we'll talk soon. See ya.
All right. Ben Standig, everybody. So remember that list of 10 reasons the Commanders would be a dumpster fire that we read through last week? The same writer wrote the same list, not the same list, but came up with a list of why the Eagles would be a dumpster fire. More on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We found something else, Saquon Barkley said from over the weekend about Washington. We will play that for you a little bit later on this hour. So the guy from PhillyVoice.com, Jimmy Kempsky is his name. He came up with four columns, all titled 10 Reasons the fill-in-the-blank NFC East team, Commanders, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, will be a dumpster fire this season. We went through his list as to why he felt like Washington might be a dumpster fire this season. And the reasons weren't crazy. Like, we've talked about some of those reasons. Not that they would lead to dumpster fire of a season. There's one way, and I know some of you are super bullish on Marcus Mariota, and I like the way he played last year, and I've always liked Marcus Mariota. But, you know, that's a 6-11, 7-10 type of season if he has to play the majority of games. You know, God forbid Jaden doesn't get hurt. But anyway, there were a couple of reasons that were interesting. Run defense was a big reason. Just the typical, you know, when you improve as much from one year to the next, typically that next year is a step back. Not a dumpster fire step back, but a step back. Anyway, we went through that last week. We're not going to touch that today. Jimmy Kempsky on Friday came out with 10 reasons the Eagles will be a dumpster fire in 2025. So there's some pretty good research that old Jimmy does. By the way, we talked a little bit about this, I don't know, within the last month, where we talked about, you know, why the Eagles might take a step back. And it had nothing, for me, it doesn't have anything to do with the history of the NFC East. Like, you know, well, they can't win the division because nobody's done it in the last 21 years, repeated. I mean, that every year's a new year. Philly's really good. Their roster is excellent. But I talked about Saquon Barkley's injury proneness, you know, missing a lot of games, you know, in New York. Didn't miss any last year except for the last game when he sat out after Philly had everything clinched. But listen to the very first reason that Jimmy Kemsky, PhillyVoice.com, writes why the Eagles could be a dumpster fire this season. Number one, the Eagles put a lot of mileage on Saquon Barkley. Including the playoffs, Saquon Barkley got an astronomical 482 touches in 2024. That was the third highest number of touches in a single season this century since 2000. There have been 17 players who have had 430 or more touches in a single season during that span. And then he makes a list of those players to show how after that very heavy load season, they fell off the following season. So there's this list of 17 players. And you've got most of those players, all right, most of the 17 basically had a major drop-off, or at least a drop-off, in yards per carry the next season. DeMarco Murray, in this century, nobody had more touches than DeMarco Murray had for the Cowboys in 2014. 497 touches. He averaged 4.7 yards per carry in 2014. It dropped to 3.6 yards per carry the next season. Eddie George in 2000 with the Titans, 488 touches. He went from 3.7 yards per carry to 3.0 yards per carry. So then Barkley comes in at 482 touches. Now, we don't know what next year will be, but we know what this year was. Saquon Barkley's average yards per carry, 5.8 yards per carry. Pretty impressive. 5.8 yards per carry. In fact, on this list, only two running backs during their heavy load seasons averaged more than 5 yards per carry. Amon Green averaged 5.3 yards per carry in 2003 at 461 touches. And then Sean Alexander in his MVP season 2005 with the Seahawks averaged 5.1 yards. But here's the takeaway. Of the 17 players, only three ended up increasing their yards per carry from the heavy load to the next season. Those three were, Arian Foster went from 4.1 yards to 4.5 yards. LaDainian Tomlinson in 2002 went from 4.5 to 5.3. And then Edgerrin James in 2003 went from 4.1 to 4.6. Every other running back either went down and went down significantly, like, you know, on average about 0.8 of a yard or greater, or they ended up with the same number of yards, or they got injured or retired. Ricky Williams retired after 2003, after a heavy load season. So reason number one, I thought this was interesting research, though. You know, when you touch the ball that many times in a season, it's hard to follow it up with a better season or even an equal season. Reason number two, they also put a lot of mileage on Jalen Carter. So basically what they're saying is their two best players on offense and defense, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Carter, were played to the point of exhaustion and played to the point in which more times than not, the follow-up season is less than the heavy load season. So Jalen Carter last year played the second most snaps in the NFL for an interior defensive lineman. Only Zach Allen in Denver had more. He was awesome. You know, he really was. Jalen Carter is one of those true difference makers. And remember, a lot of those snaps, he was just often taking up double teams, you know, for guys like Jordan Davis and Milton Williams and some of the other players up front. Number three reason the Eagles will turn into a dumpster fire in 2025. And to me, this is reason number two after Saquon's heavy load and Saquon's propensity to get injured, which he did not last year. Reason number three is the Eagles said goodbye to a lot of their significant contributors last year. Not that they didn't have a lot of depth, not that they didn't go out in free agency and in the draft and perhaps replace those players, but think about the starters. Five defensive starters at one time or another gone. Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Brandon Graham. All right, they also lost Oren Burks, their linebacker, who started a few games. Offensively, they lost Mekhi Becton off their offensive line. Those are big losses. Now, their roster is outstanding. They have depth on that roster. They added in the offseason. Also remember that N'Kobe Dean missed the last two postseason games, and he was having a hell of a year. But they went out and got Ojulari. They went out and got Adoree Jackson on defense. They drafted that kid in the fourth round. They drafted the kid in the first round that's coming off the injury from Alabama, Jihad Campbell. And then offensively, they added several offensive linemen, including some draft picks, and they added A.J. Dillon to the backfield. And remember, they also had Will Shipley, who played pretty well when he got the opportunity, including in the NFC Championship game. But, you know, that's one of the reasons you look at the Eagles and you say, if they were to step back in this season, is one of the reasons that they lost a lot of their players, you know, a lot of key contributors. They have a lot of depth, though. They've got players to step in. Remember, their corners were rookies last year, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. You know, they had guys up front who were ready to play who weren't necessarily starters. So we'll see. The next reason Philadelphia becomes a dumpster fire in 2025. They've got a very hard schedule. Yeah, when you're the first place team in a division, you have a hard schedule. But remember, and this is, you know, the point about schedules, Philadelphia's schedule for 14 games is the exact same, 14 out of the 17, as Washington's, Dallas's, and the Giants' schedule. There are only three opponents that are different. The Eagles, as an example, play the Bucks, Rams, and Bills. That's different. Those are the three games that are different from Washington, Dallas, and the Giants. Washington's three, you know, games that nobody else has in the NFC East are the Falcons, Seahawks, and Dolphins. So that is a difference, at least on paper. Bucks, Rams, Bills, Falcons, Seahawks, Dolphins. The Cowboys have Panthers, Cardinals, Jets as their three games that are different. The Giants have the Saints, 49ers, and Patriots. They may have gotten unlucky with that because the 49ers were in last place in their division because of all the injuries. And then reason number five, you know, I'm not into this reason. They start slowly. Well, they started slowly last year because they had a bunch of injuries. They went down to Tampa without A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith and got beat badly. So those are the top five reasons. There's one other reason on their last five that I think makes a lot of sense. You know, we talked about the roster turnover for the Eagles. I think that's an issue. We talked about the heavy workloads for Saquon Barkley and Jalen Carter. Those could be issues. Of the last five reasons, there was one that stuck out that makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you what that is when we come back, and you'll also hear another shot at Washington by Saquon Barkley. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We also stream the show on the Team 980's YouTube page. When you get there, subscribe and hit the like button.
All right, we have a trade. The Pittsburgh Steelers are sending Minkah Fitzpatrick in a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and a 2027 seventh-round pick. The WNBA is also expected to expand to three new cities, including Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia over the next 5 years, bringing the total teams in the WNBA to a total of 18. EA Sports has announced they're reviving their hit NCAA basketball series that was retired in 2010, and the Nats have also announced that AARP is their new jersey patch sponsor. They also won an extras last night by a score of 7-4 over the LA Angels. Jacob Young tied the game with an RBI single in the top of the ninth. James Wood had a historic day at the plate. He becomes the first player to be intentionally walked four times in a game since Barry Bonds. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Saquon Barkley getting injured, you know, and missing games would be a big reason the Eagles end up taking a step back. I mean, using the term dumpster fire is for obvious, you know, getting people sucked into the story. The reasons are good. The research is legit. And I think that that's not unfair. The fact that also Jalen Carter was really used a lot, younger player. But Saquon Barkley's got a history of being injured. But here's a good reason. Jalen Hurts has yet another new offensive coordinator and another new quarterbacks coach. He's entering his number six season. He's on his fifth offensive coordinator and his fifth quarterbacks coach in 6 years in Philadelphia. Kellen Moore obviously became the head coach in New Orleans. Kevin Petullo, who's been on the staff in Philadelphia since 2020, was elevated to OC, and Scott Leffler was elevated to quarterbacks coach. So another new OC, and look, we know that, you know, Shane Steichen was good for Jalen Hurts. Brian Johnson, who's in Washington, probably not as good, just seemed like the fit wasn't great. Kellen Moore, the fit pretty decent. We don't know what the fit's going to be. I mean, it seems like a continuation of the same, but that's kind of been the case for all of their OCs, you know, since Jalen took over. Number seven on the list of reasons Philadelphia will be a dumpster fire or have a step back season. I didn't realize this. They were the second healthiest team in the NFL last year. Per man games lost. Will that hold up? I don't know. They did lose to N'Kobe Dean for the playoffs. As great as their defense was in the postseason, a player who was playing at a very high level for them missed the Washington game. I think he missed the Ram game too. I think he played and got hurt in the first playoff game against Green Bay and then missed the Ram game, the Washington game, and the Kansas City Super Bowl. They did not go out and add a kicker to their roster, and Jake Elliott, who was forever really a guy you could count on, had his worst year last year, 28 of 36. He was a disaster. Remember, he missed a couple of kicks against Washington on that Thursday night, in that Thursday night game. So they brought him back, and so that's reason number eight. Reason number nine, because the NFC East hasn't seen a repeat winner since 2004. We all know that. And then reason number 10, they're going to get everybody's best. Yeah, that's what happens when you are the Super Bowl champions, and that's also what happens when you've got some guys who run their mouths a little bit in the offseason. Nick Sirianni's always going to run his mouth a little bit. But how about Saquon Barkley? We're a top five team of all time. Saquon Barkley. Washington never even showed interest in me. Huh. That's why I got, you know, BTA going with them. Belt to ASS. But he also, we found something else that he said over the weekend. This was, what was this on? A podcast?
So the Eagles have this YouTube series that is like Eagles Reacts. So yeah, they'll have a player react to something, either like Nick Foles reacts to the Eagles winning Super Bowl 52, or Kevin Hart reacts to.
Okay.
But so Saquon reacted to his record-breaking season. And so this is what he said about the first loss to the Commanders from this year.
The mindset kind of going to this game too is the last time we played this team, we lost. We kind of gave the game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like. So that definitely was on the back of our mind.
So he was talking about the championship game, and the last loss they had was the game in late December at FedEx at Northwest Field. And that was in the back of his mind. We remember how they celebrated. It was, if it had been college, they would have stormed the field. Okay.
All right, man. Okay, pal.
Look, it was a great win. It was a really good win for Washington. It was a shocking win considering they overcame five turnovers to win. Play that again for me real quickly. What was the beginning part of it?
This game, too. The mindset kind of going to this game, too, is the last time we played this team, we lost. We kind of gave the game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like. So that definitely was on the back of our mind.
So,
you know, we actually talked about this earlier in the show, but I just want to start with this. When you have five turnovers, you're the team that's trying to give the game away. Okay? Washington tried to give the game away over and over and over again in that game. You lost a game in which you got five takeaways, and a couple of them were just flat-out gifts. So, yeah, Devontae Smith dropped a pass, and Jalen Hurts got hurt. But that defense, which last year, that was a 10-game win streak heading into that game in late December. 10 games in a row. And they had just, I mean, pummeled teams like the Rams and the Ravens. Like, their defense at that point, it was obvious. It was the best defense in football. And it would prove it after the Washington game, you know, in the postseason and through the Super Bowl. But in that particular game, Washington, still to this day, it's almost impossible what they did to score 36 points in an NFL game in which you turned the ball over five times. Washington was the team that tried to give the game away. Saquon, your memory on that, just like with the greatest teams in NFL history, is a little bit off. He's become a bit annoying here in the offseason. But you know what? I love it. I love it. Let's start, you know, let them run their mouth in the offseason. And maybe we can get a legitimate rivalry back into our lives. It's been a long time. I know we acted like the Dallas games were big and the Philly games were big, but no one reciprocated. No one on the other side felt the same way during the Snyder era. We were the embarrassing part of the NFC East family. But three games, Jaden Daniels, an NFC championship game matchup, two late season games this year, some trash talk in the offseason. Again, I just wish they would play earlier. I wish game number one was earlier in the season. All right, that's it for the day. Back tomorrow. Chris is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.